The invitation.
Your aunt was homeless for a period of time, and you allowed her to move into your home.
The ground rules.
She would pay me $250 to be in my home for a month, and she would help buy groceries. None of that was done, Your Honor.
Then the lockout.
What happened when you went with the police to try to get the rest of your stuff?
They knocked on the door, and Miss James said, "Hello, officer, how are you tonight?" She slammed the door in his face.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Lori James is suing her aunt, Charlene Adamski, for rent and cleaning fees after she moved out of her home. Charlene is countersuing for the return of her belongings.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 200 on the calendar in the matter of James versus Adamski.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss James, the defendant is your aunt, and it is your claim she owes you 4 months of rent when she lived with you, and she also owes you for creating a mess in the room that you let her live in your home, requiring the room to be professionally cleaned at a cost of $200. Miss Adamski says that she stayed in your home for a period of 3 weeks, and there was no discussion of rent. You were sort of helping her out, and she found a permanent place to live after 3 weeks. She moved out, and when she was coming back to get the last load of her clothes and other personal effects, you refused to give her those things. That's your counterclaim.
That is.
Miss Adamski, why did you have to stay with your niece?
Because we had been homeless for some time.
Who was the we?
Myself, my 19-year-old son, Adam, and his 18-year-old pregnant girlfriend, Rebecca.
How long had your son been with his girlfriend, living with you?
Living with me for approximately 3 to 4 months at that time.
What does your son do for a living?
Right now, he is incarcerated.
And where's his girlfriend?
She is living in Lexington, Michigan with her mother.
And who's living with you?
At this point, I am living with my fiancé and his brother's family.
All right, Miss James. So, your aunt was homeless for a period of time. She did have a son and his girlfriend, despite the fact that it's sort of ridiculous to cart around an 18-year-old stranger with you when you're homeless. And you allowed her to move into a room in your home.
I did.
I assume if you did that, then you had a close relationship with her.
It's been on and off since I was 26.
Been on and off since you were 26 and before you were 26?
I didn't meet her or my real father until I was 26, Your Honor.
So this is your father's sister?
Yes.
How old are you now?
I'm 36, Your Honor.
So you've known her for 10 years?
Yes.
And over that 10-year period, have things been cordial?
On and off.
Okay. Now, when did she call you and tell you that she needed a place to stay?
I was on Facebook talking with her son, and he spoke to me about the fact that they were getting ready to be kicked out of a motel room they were staying in. I then offered her a place to stay through him because she had blocked me, wasn't really talking to me, and she agreed.
Well, Miss James, that sounds odd. So you're speaking to her son on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
not her, and he tells you that all three of them are about to be kicked out of the motel.
All three of them are about to be kicked out
of the motel. And is there any reason why you just invite the defendant to come to your house instead of...
Yes, Your Honor, because he's 18 and at the time was getting ready to turn 19. And he's grown. He needs to stand up and take care of himself and his pregnant girlfriend.
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. But it seems that he's the one you had a relationship with.
I also have emails between me...
And I'm saying to you, that was sort of like a question.
Well... Yes, I did extend.
Yeah, so you didn't say to him, stand up on your own 2 feet.
Oh, but I did.
Well, I'd like to see that.
It's not in these emails that I printed, but they are on my email and my Facebook account.
All right, so she came to the house with her son,
mm-hmm.
your cousin, and his girlfriend.
Yes.
And they moved into the room. On what date?
I believe it was the 3rd of April.
And when did you move out of the room?
April 23rd.
So you were there for 20 days.
That is correct.
And how much money do you want from her for being there for 20 days?
Me and her had an agreement that she would pay me $250 to be in my home for a month, and she would help buy groceries. And that her son, and his girlfriend would help me keep the house clean, the common areas of the house that everybody uses. Living room, bathroom, kitchen. And none of that was done, Your Honor.
So?
None of it.
So?
So I asked Adam and his girlfriend to leave my home, on top of the fact that he was not helping keep up clean, and he was trying to...
Well, now tell me what you want from her.
Well, I would like my money that she owes me.
What money do you think she owes you, and for what?
She owes me $250 for the month of April, $250 for the month of May, June, July, and August, because she still has things in my home, on top of the mess.
Just a second. What did she leave in your home?
The clothes, the...
Just a second. She left clothes. What else?
Comforter, blanket, pillow.
Just a second. Clothes, a comforter. What else?
Blanket and pillows.
Did she ever come back for those things?
She did, 3 days later.
And?
And I told her she could not have them until she gave me the money she owed me, which would have been the $250
for the month of April. Well, then my question to you is, if you refuse to give her her things back, and if the basis for your asking for 4 months' rent is the fact that she kept clothes and things in your house, that sort of doesn't make sense to me, even if I didn't go to law school.
Well, she has to store. It would have to be storage, Your Honor.
No. No, all you had to do was give it back to her. Then it wouldn't have had to be stored.
All she had to do was give me my money, Your Honor.
All you had to do was give it back to her. Then you wouldn't have had to store it. And then you could have come to court and sued her for the $250 that you think she owes you, because that's the way people resolve disputes. You have her property. You had an obligation to turn over that property to her. You failed to do that. And the recourse that you have is the same as you had back in April, which is to come to small claims court and sue her for the $250 that you thought she owed you. And that's an easy. You chose not to do that. Now, where are her things now?
Stored in my basement.
In what?
In boxes, Your Honor.
Who put it there?
I did, after I had the room professionally cleaned.
At this point, do you want any of those things?
Yes, I do, Your Honor, and I'll explain why.
I don't care. You just have to tell me yes. And you have to make arrangements to go get them.
I can do that when we get home.
Great. Pick up the boxes. Now, I'd like to see photographs of the room that you took when she left. This just looks like a lot of clothes on the floor. Now, did you leave the place looking like this? Just curious.
I don't recall the room being this bad. I was in the midst of packing my things and going back and forth because I moved about a block away from her. And that night, the night of April 23rd, when I moved out, I had to take the local police department down there to try and get my things. And
What happened when you went with the police to try to get the rest of your stuff?
They knocked on the door, and Ms. James said, "Hello, officer, how are you tonight?" There was a conversation, and he asked me where my things were located at the house. And I told him, and he said to go up and check. And as I went to take a step inside to go check, she slammed the door in his face. And he had to knock on the door to get her to open it. After some screaming and yelling ensued between her and the police officer...
Any conversation with the police officer?
Your Honor.
Just to answer my question, that's a very easy thing to check.
There was a conversation between me and the officer.
About what?
Him having a warrant.
Him having a warrant for what?
To enter my home.
Why would he need a warrant? She just wanted to come get her things. On what?
Me and her were having a screaming match. She called the police.
Just a second. What were you having a screaming match about?
Over the money that she should have paid me. She refused, and I have that in an email in my evidence as well. She told me it would have to wait. Why should I have to wait when I didn't wait to allow you to live in my home?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What other prizes did you receive?
There was a trip and a grill.
Just a second. It was a trip to where?
The Philippines.
What happened to that trip?
Marco. I believe he sold the trip.
What do you mean you believe? What does that mean, you believe?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lori James says her aunt, Charlene Adamski, moved out of her home owing for rent. Lori is also suing for cleaning fees.
So let me understand this. You took her in there because she was homeless, and you allowed her son, who was your cousin, and the girlfriend to stay there. She lived there for 20 days, and whatever reason, she decided, moved out, found a permanent place to live within 20 days. So now she's out, it's 20 days. She comes back to get the rest of her things. You refuse to let her get her things. The police come. They try to resolve the dispute without having to bring it to a court by having her go in, gather up her stuff so that the room would not look, hopefully, like this. You refused to let her get that stuff, and now you're suing for having to clean the room, the storage of the stuff, and the rent for 20 days. You understand that? Is all that true? Your case is dismissed. You go and pick up your stuff within 5 days. You better learn to behave yourself. That's all.
Bodies are excused and they step out.
Them not paying their rent. That's why she's homeless. She refuses to pay her bills.
You know, Lori was trying to say that, you know, get more 4 months worth of rent when I was only there for 20 days.
She's homeless again, once again, so it doesn't matter.
I'm no longer homeless, and I'm due to get my own place as soon as I get home.
She chooses to mistreat the family that she has. That's why she has none left. Her own kids don't even want her.
Years ago, my mother told me if I ever came into contact with her, not to have any contact with her, and I should have listened.
Don't let anybody move into your home.
I really don't care if I ever see or hear Lori James again.
It is what it is.
Simple as that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rapuano versus McCoy. Step forward.
Michael Rapuano is suing his former friend, 21-year-old Michael Aaron McCoy, for a loan to cover expenses during a vacation in Los Angeles.
This is sort of an interesting case, Mr. Rapuano. Mr. McCoy is a friend of yours.
Yes.
And there was a time back in 2012, because of the death of your mom, you wanted, according to you, to take a holiday.
Correct.
To come to Los Angeles with a couple of friends. You had inherited some money?
No, Your Honor, it was just from working.
So you had savings?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you asked the defendant and another friend to accompany you on the trip?
Yeah, there are actually four of us all together. There were three other friends.
Did you host the other friend as well?
Yes.
So the idea was you were going to pay for the airline and hotel and whatever fast food kind of places you ate at in Los Angeles while you enjoyed the sights.
Correct, Your Honor.
Well, then it appeared that the defendant and a friend, accompanied by you and the other friend, went to a game show.
Correct.
Which program was that?
It was Let's Make a Deal.
And you, Mr. McCoy, and your friend were chosen to participate in this show.
That's right.
What was your friend's name?
Marco.
Well, it seems that you and Marco had luck that day and won a total in cash and prizes of about $24,000.
Correct.
By the way, did you ever pay taxes on the $24,000?
Yes.
What do you mean? Yes. What does that mean?
Well, only some of it was cash.
Well, you also have to pay tax on the gifts. How much tax did you pay?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
I'm assuming they just take it right out of the thing. I don't know.
Take what out of what thing?
When they send it to me.
You mean they took out of the cash award before they sent it to you?
Correct.
What the tax was?
Correct.
How much did you net?
I'm not sure. I don't do my paperwork, Your Honor.
I actually know.
Just,
I'm sorry.
I don't want you to answer.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Oh, you know, eventually I'm going to get down to the bottom of this. I mean, I just want you to understand that eventually it all will become clear to me, sir.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Rapuano says former friend Aaron McCoy owes for expenses Aaron incurred during a vacation in Los Angeles.
I don't understand what you just said to me, that you don't do your paperwork. You mean you have a personal assistant or an accountant?
Well, my mother.
How old are you?
21, Your Honor.
Now, how much was the net check you received?
I'm not sure.
About? Don't speak. About?
700.
And what other prizes did you receive?
Well, the prizes were between the two of us, so there was a trip and a grill.
Just a second. It was a trip to where?
The Philippines.
Did you go?
No, I did not.
What happened to that trip?
Marco, I believe he sold the trip and split the money with me.
What do you mean you believe? What does that mean, you believe?
Well, he told me he sold the trip and then he gave me some cash, I mean.
How much cash did he give you?
It was a little under $1,000. About 800, Your Honor.
So we have a trip to the Philippines. Go ahead.
There was a grill that was worth, I think, somewhere around $2,000.
And what happened to the grill?
I'm sorry.
You want me to throw you out?
I'm sorry.
I'll be happy to do that. The grill. What happened to the grill?
It's still trying to be sold.
Where is it?
At Marco's.
What else?
Some other stuff. I personally won $700 in cash, and then he won $23,000. And then since we played as a team on the game show, we decided to split it down the middle. So he split his earnings with me. So he won all that stuff. It was shipped to his own home. And then he split, you know, is trying to sell it and to split the money with me.
I don't understand what you mean when you say we played as a team.
Well, there's a game on the show where they pick two people from the crowd, mm-hmm. and you come on, and one person picks either a prize or a curtain, and I picked the prize. I took the money instead of winning the prize, so I took the $700.
So you took the Oh, you know, eventually I'm going to get down to the bottom of this. Eventually. So you played as a team, but at the end you weren't a team. At the end, you took the safe way out.
Correct.
And you took $700.
Correct.
And Marco continued to play.
Correct, Your Honor.
And Marco won the $24,000. I mean, I just want you to understand that eventually it all will become clear to me, sir. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Great.
It's not exactly as he describes it, Your Honor.
Well, is the game as he described it?
Not exactly.
You explain the difference to me.
They were selected to play in the game show as two friends, and they went on stage.
Yes.
The host of the show had them decide between themselves who would take what.
Right.
So Marco actually said, you take the small box. He said, okay, I'll take the small box. I'll take the curtain. They agreed between themselves what they would do, and they didn't care because they were going to split it anyway.
No. Splitting it anyway is what they decided to do, you say, amongst themselves. Had nothing to do with the show.
Correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So that in actuality, he only got $700.
From the actual show, yes.
He will only be charged $700 for whatever tax they took out.
7%.
Whereas Marco will be taxed by the IRS in the amount of $23,000.
As far as I know, they took 7% out in taxes.
I don't care as far as you know. As far as you know means nothing to me without the other person here. Do you understand?
He refused to come on the show.
I don't care what he refused to do. Probably very smart of all of you.
I have an email from
probably
him.
Probably very smart. I don't read emails from people who are not here as witnesses.
And I have a copy of the money order.
I have no interest in seeing hearsay evidence that supports your position that he owes you $5,000. That's ridiculous. Well, because what you say is that the two of them agreed to give you expenses for an upgrade because you were supposed to pay for everything. But because they had such a big win, they said, oh, let's do this first class. Let's go to good restaurants. Give me some spending money. Give me this. And so he owes you $5,000 because Marco, according to you, has already paid you.
I have one payment from him already.
Listen to me.
I have a money order.
According to you, Marco has already paid you. Marco won $24,000. He won $700. That's not what anybody says, by the way, in their papers. This was all a bunch of little poking. So Marco gave you $5,000.
No, Your Honor, he's making payments to me. He's made one payment. I have a copy of the postal money.
Great. So he made one payment, and he is, according to you, the reason you're not suing him is that he's paying you.
Correct.
Well, he's the big winner.
Regardless of whether Mr. McCoy made any money from the show or not is irrelevant. The fact is that they convinced me to spend more money that I would otherwise not have spent.
Sorry, can't help you. Did you have a good time with your $700?
Yes, I did.
Great. And did you spend any of the $700 while you were in Los Angeles?
Money.
Because you didn't have the money. And when you got the money, the $700, what did you do with it?
Well, I put it in savings and lived off of it. Because taking the one-week trip, lost my job, and I've been unemployed since.
Great. He doesn't have 5,000 cents. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He offered to pay everything from the beginning, from the get-go, and it was his decision to upgrade everything once we won the money.
No, I was covering the expenses, and then when they won the money, they had actually offered to cover all the expenses for the trip entirely.
As soon as the money had came in, he wanted to do all these awesome things, and
they just wanted to upgrade the trip and really experience. I had been to Los Angeles many times. They had not. They just wanted to experience Los Angeles and have fun.
I mean, I just wanted to save the money, honestly, and put it away, but
I don't want anything that they won. I don't want any of the prizes. I just want the money that they convinced me to spend. I don't even drink alcohol. And Mr. McCoy was at the bar drinking $30 cocktails.
I mean, he's the one that brought me here, so if he's willing to be friends, that's cool, but I won't take the chance again.
I don't speak to either one of them.
Definitely, money changes friendship.
Not to lend money anymore.